Okay. You have your cane with you?
I do.
Good.
Okay, now, be careful. There's a little, I guess that's like a cat wolf, part of a cat post.
Oh, okay.
And it's like literally right in the doorway. Okay, I can't hold on one sec.
No.
No. There's no cat. Just okay. Go slow. Are you ready?
Yep. Got to lock this door or anything?
No. Hey. I don't want to lock it because, well, don't close that door.
Oh.
Don't close the wood door.
Okay.
Close that and we're going to have a problem.
Okay. How's that?
Trust me. You didn't close it, did you?
I did not.
Okay. Okay, let me get ahead of you a little bit.
Okay.
What we're going to do is this sidewall kind of curves to the right a little bit.
Okay.
It kind of arcs. Can you kind of hear how I'm going to the right?
Yep.
So just kind of come, and then you're going to go out. And then now you're in the driveway. And so just come to the left. Oh, God. You see what we did here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so the first thing we're going to do, we're going to cross the street here. So wait a minute. Okay.
Right here.
You're going to feel a curb. Yeah. And you're okay. There are no cars. Normally, I'd tell you to wait, but...
Oh, always.
Okay, now what you've done, you're up in another driveway. So
okay.
Kind of come to the right here, and you'll find this little thing of grass and then the sidewall.
Okay. Oh, okay.
What I would do if it were me
uh-huh.
is I would shoreline on your left.
Uh-huh.
Mainly just because you're going to... Okay, so there's going to be one driveway you're going to crawl here. Well, not crawl, but...
Walk across, yeah.
You'll, keep coming, you'll keep shoreline, you'll see what I mean. You're at it. Mm. See what I mean?
Yep.
Now keep coming. Okay. And then you're back where the grass is. Okay, now this sidewalk is going to start curving to the left. Because it's going to start to go, it's basically you're curving.
Onto Burleson.
Now stop. This is what's kind of weird. Right now we're on Ashley River.
It's going to go to Burleson.
Do you kind of see how it's starting to kind of curve to the left?
It's starting to, yeah.
As it starts curving to the left, it's not going to be a full turn. It's literally just a curve. Keep walking, and I'll show you what I mean. You see how it's curving here?
Uh-huh.
Curve. Feel how little of a curve that was.
The sun changed direction a little bit, but not a lot.
Now that you curved around like that, now you're
that's Burleson?
Yep.
Shit, there's...
Huh?
Wow.
Now you're on Burleson.
We went basically from going south to going south by southeast.
I don't know. I didn't look.
No, I can tell you, dude. You just feel the sun on your, used to be your...
Okay, 12, so it's kind of hard to tell that.
Well, yeah, it's like 12:30, literally.
And no, we're actually not going south. I just looked at my phone. We're going north right now.
Well, yeah. Now, yeah.
Quite a ways down this sidewall, but well, you're going to be hitting a driveway here in just a moment. That's not my grandmother, so.
Isn't that like and or something?
Huh?
Oh, it isn't?
What did you say?
That's and, isn't it?
Very good. That's exactly. Good job. That's exactly right. So keep coming. One more. Good job, you are remembering. And then this next driveway right here, this is hers.
Okay.
Right here.
Awesomeness.
Now I would suggest that we go through, to the side front door here.
Okay.
And she's got a lot of flower pots and things here.
Okay.
So just really, 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 really go carefully here. Really, really use your arc here.
Yep.
And you're going to kind of curve back to the left a little. There you go.
Yep.
And let me find your doorbell.
Hello.
No, don't let him out then.
Going to.
Bienvenidos.
Bienvenido. Gracias.
Watch out. Let me see. Wait.
Well, then don't be in my way where I'd get your tail. Yep. Está bien. Está bonito ya.
Okay.
Ben, this is even worse for Nats and my mom.
Walking so. Through. Come. I'm dealing with it.
Yeah, now. Just go totally straight. We're going to fill a rug.
Yep.
Keep coming straight.
I could hear myself think it would be nice.
And then
come
to your
room.
I
don't know.
Give me
it.
I'll put it here.
Where's your chair? Pinche. Dude, this is the other chair.
Okay, que bueno.
This is an aid that I'm going to grab.
Okay.
Esta.
He made it.
Oh, he dressed up. Look at his blue eyes.
Who?
Okay, huh? Okay.
This is the unit that I use to travel.
Ni el mío. Ni el mío.
Poor Marty has really cooked you all a good
Hello, Licker. Hello, dog. Hello, small dog. Yes. Hello, Licker. Yes. Hello, Licker.
Probably as polished as it could have been.
No, está tan pulido, pero...
Time, but I think it'll be good enough for what it is.
For what it is.
Do you know how to put it?
Yeah.
Do what?
Yeah, I'll play it for
her. Mm.
Okay. Marta's tired, too.
I went to the doctor.
Al quiropractor, no?
Quiropractico.
Hello, Licker.
Back,
hello, Licker.
The heat was getting
hello.
Hard. I said,
no, Sisley.
That's why I'm Christopher called me, and they called me at the right moment. Because he said, Marta, do you have Marta? I said, yes.
Tienes la Marta?
Yes.
Hey, okay. Fucker. Look, Licker. Come here. Come here. Estás siendo imbécil. No seas imbécil. Learn to be civil. Learn to be as a large dog. Okay. Okay. I'm cutting through these dogs. I'm coming through the...
I need to show you something. Where are you?
Okay. Hi, dear.
I want you to be very, very... Here,
reach up. Oh, yeah, that. Yep, I remember that blessed thing.
Just, I don't want you to hit your head.
Ben, let me put the chair here for you.
Chris, if you want the manga now or later.
To the right, Ben.
And the waiter.
Ahora.
Thank you so much.
Ahora.
Blessed dogs.
Then she's getting the Malta for you to try.
A la Malta.
That's a very Cuban.
Muy cubano.
It's like malt milk, basically, ooh. Ben. But think like carbonated malt milk.
Okay.
Trust me. You'll love it. You'll love it.
Do you guys even hear what he's singing now?
Cooking the same food I was cooking.
Oh, was he?
Oh, I see what that was. Duh.
What?
It was my 30-pin lightning adapter.
I don't want to get one of those mothers.
Look how strong I am. Touch that. Touch the tap. Tap. Okay. Try to open it.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Thank you.
Okay, that's clams, shrimp.
Oh, is it the clam pasta that you normally do? Oh,
almeja, man, pasta y almejas, no?
Sí, almejas, everything in there.
You'll love it, Ben.
Queso.
¿Está todo revuelto? Sí, o está...
Yeah, and the sauce is homemade.
Mm.
Cheese.
Ben, let me know what you think of that Malta.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to have to say a blessing after we get out.
What do you guys think of this?
Considering the fact that, like I say, it could have been more polished, but...
Ah, that feels good. Get a little bit and try. Don't say I don't. Don't be a...
Don't burn out.
Don't be a green.
What are you doing?
Like I said, do you want to try the market? She said, no. I just got it there. I said, don't be a gringo.
Okay, well, you're going to...
It is really good.
You did try it?
Yep.
Get a bottle of that, and that way I can give you a taste.
Trust me, yeah.
Son botellitas bien, bien pequeñas, pero muy sabrosa la soda.
La soda, sí, es pequeñita, viene, es bien...
¿Así viene en Cuba o...?
No, en Cuba era más grande, bigger.
Where do you get it here?
Yeah.
And
compare.
Or compare or...
No, the price is tremendous, you know. Like, you pay like $8 for 10 bottles, 10 liter bottles.
Where at?
Harry Teeter.
Harris Teeter has it?
Yeah.
Burn.
Now that I would not know. Bread. But like you say, but it's pricey though.
Give him two rolls.
And don't feel shy.
Tastes like molasses.
Like you say, it's pricey though. But.
Tastes like molasses.
Gracias.
This is a good lunch. You're starving. Are you all starving?
Yep.
Good.
I am anyways.
All right, Ben, you want to say the blessing?
I will. Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Oh.
Okay. Here's some napkins, Ben.
Oh, that song. I like that song.
I'll see.
That's you, Christopher, singing?
Está cantando él, sí.
Wow.
Again, I could have probably... gotten it more polished, but...
No está tan pulido, pero...
Oh, that's good.
Por lo que es, está bien.
You know, me, I have... No, I don't want it. My son... My grandson...
I'm going to probably need another roll, but I'm going to need some butter.
What's get butter?
Oh, you don't? Or margarine? Okay.
Well, no, I'm funny. I don't need...
No, it's okay.
Your son-in-law what now?
My grandson, he's supposed to do one cowboy music that I like.
Mm-hmm.
He never do it. He said, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Tomorrow never shows.
Gente está ocupada.
He's in soccer.
¿Se dice cuñado por son-in-law o cómo se dice?
Son-in-law. Yerno.
Oh, yerno, ¿qué es cuñado?
Cuñado es brother-in-law.
¿Y cuñado, cuñada?
Sister-in-law.
Y yerno y yerna, ¿no?
Yeah.
Ben, did you try the malta?
I told you, yep, I love it.
Mm. Oh, that was a good dinner, Pete.
Thanks. Very good lunch.
I wanted you to experience that before you went home.
Now that you go and you say the Italian, Cuban, the Italian food.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of food, man.
Oh. Probé el pan con melaza.
Mm-hmm. I did... ¿Te gustó?
Oh, sí.
I did the mango milkshake.
Oh,
with,
yeah.
With the cactus...
Nopal.
¿Cómo se llama?
Nopal. El cactus de México, nopal,
sí.
Nopal.
Well, I never had that before. And they have it in a barrel. I said, I'm going to try.
Es muy centro y sur de México. Muy centro y sur.
Oh, my God, that's good. That's the same plant that they make the bacal, the,
oh,
the,
yeah.
The, how you call that? The drink.
Drink out.
The one the Mexicans drink.
What?
What?
That Mexican? Drink, the drink, hard liquid that they drink.
The, are you
tequila.
Oh.
Eso es guayaba, amiga.
No,
eso es guayaba fermentada.
No, tequila de mecaro de nopal.
Oh, sí, 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 sí. Sí. Right. Hay, otra cerve- hay otra bebida que hacen de la guayaba, pero sí. Normalmente tequila es de guayaba, pero hay de nopal también. I think, what you're saying, Bam. I think tequila is fermented usually from guava, but there is also nopal flavor.
But nopal, there's a big plant like a cactus, mm-hmm. but they get the...
Take a look at this.
They get like a knife, no? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at
that.
Mm-hmm. That's mine.
Starving.
It's plenty. I did 2 boxes.
De la pasta.
The pasta, but that's vegetable pasta.
De veras, this is veggie pasta?
Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Never mind then.
That's barilla. But that's raw then.
Barilla.
Barilla. Pasta.
Barilla. ¿Y qué es barilla?
La compañía que lo hace.
Mm.
You like it, Ben?
I do.
Got clam and shrimp and...
Yep.
Yeah. The whole package of fresh shrimp. And what else I did?
I love that.
Mice clams.
What?
And the whole thing.
Long latrine.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Christopher. I like that.
Is this your favorite song here?
What are you doing?
Mm-mm. The corn casserole she was talking about.
Corn casserole?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's what she was talking about a minute ago that Ann made.
What all's in it? You eating it for yourself? You eating it for you? Oh, there's enough for everyone?
Cool, okay. I'll try it then.
Likewise,
mm.
If there's enough.
No, not for you.
No seas tonto, tú.
Just my grandmother's dogs, or is Domino down here, too?
Domino's down here.
He is down here.
I was planning to leave it, but...
¿Está aquí? ¿Cuál es cuál?
El mío
está... Ese es yay!
Ese que dice.
Mm.
I was going to say that. Hi, yay. That yeah. Sounds like Domino.
Uh-huh.
It is. Okay. That's what I thought. You all right?
Yeah.
Man, you can tell I was really getting in it.
Oh, yeah.
Already got some more pasta.
What tastes like bread pudding?
From
wait, you said it was corn.
Is it corn?
Corn is made...
Yet it tastes like bread pudding? I don't think so.
Alright, you taste it and see.
I mean, maybe if it was like a souffle, but...
No.
No, I don't know what it is.
a blown dish.
Have you tasted it?
Apparently souffle means blown.
It's good.
Means what?
Blown.
That makes sense, Ben, because they use, like, air.
Like, blow air, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
Because what they do is they take eggs, and they, you know, they take the egg white, and then through air, they make it kind of like, kind of bubbly and kind of puffy.
Frothy.
You ever had a souffle before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you know what I'm talking about.
It really just means blown. Está cognado con soplar. Soufflé es soplado.
Sí.
Sí.
It's better than if we eat out.
That again.
Better food. Want some water, Mom?
What?
Want some water? You want some water?
No.
That was nice and
ordinary. That was very good. Thank you.
Well, that was... Between this or take you guys out.
You're but still
I
more, Ben.
Out, I didn't know.
You got a whole pot full. You want some more, Chris?
Our schedule was like a mile with the doctors. Yesterday, the kids wanted me in the...
Yeah, that is.
They have like
a... ¿Estás bien? ¿Entonces fuiste al quiropráctico?
Sí, pero yesterday I was in my daughter's house. They have my granddaughter's birthday. It's the 26th, and she came back from Raleigh celebrated.
Okay, from Raleigh. Yeah.
It's definitely not like bread pudding, but whoa, baby!
The texture is like a bread pudding. I like it.
Yes, the texture is. I will give you that, but
and the looks too.
Ben, this is like a souffle, almost. It's like cornbread mixed with...
Maybe that's Anne.
What the?
That's her phone.
If that is her, let her know it's wonderful.
¿A ti te gusta la música gospel? ¿Cómo este? Country.
Whoa!
No, that's me. Don't get
scared. Okay.
That's what I said this morning, you brow.
Let me call them.
¿Qué hiciste?
Yeah.
No, que...
Yeah, she said she saw you.
I lift the top and I let it go down.
Oh.
Usually they don't go down.
What happened?
The trash can lid.
De la basura.
Is that the mic?
That's nothing. You should have seen at my last surprise birthday party that Marta held for me. What did he do? He was like pushing on the table or something. And
we were
that thing sounded like a bomb.
No, the neighborhood was coming here to see. We have it in the porch, and everybody was dancing.
No. I'm talking about, remember when...
In my house?
Yeah, when you had that birthday party for me on my 32nd birthday. And remember, I think it was it Zach or was it his friend?
Matt.
Yeah.
Let me try the corn thing first.
You're going to love it, Ben. I understand. My God, it's wonderful. But anyway, they were like, your glass table that you have in there, remember? They were like jumping or pushing on it or something, and... One of the sides went up, and the other went down, and it just...
I didn't know that.
Kaboom! I mean, this sucker...
That was so... That
Ben,
was,
I am not kidding you when I say that sucker sounded like a pistol. And I'm not saying that with sensitive ears. No, it literally sounded like a pistol went off.
No, but the funny part...
Didn't break the glass, I hope.
No.
Almost, but no.
Yeah, we got my two grandsons with Christopher and my daughter's friend, Matt. He was
and then Jake there. Looks at me like I'm some kind of a dumbass or something. Just like,
Gilbert.
Just like, you little wimp.
Do you want some more pasta, Christopher?
Yes, please.
Okay.
¿Cómo está Jacobo? ¿Cómo está Jake?
Jacobo está bien. Alto, bien alto.
Es alto ya.
Yeah. ¿Te acuerdas que era chiquitico? Ya no.
Antes.
Is that what this is?
Yeah. He was not a big guy.
Remind, is this yours or mine?
¿Cuándo estaba yo antes o...?
Zachary was shorter, but now it's tall. But,
tú sacarías, ¿no?
Yeah, but Jake is coming right behind me. I told him, I said, Jake is going to get eaten.
Ben, try that.
He used to call it me.
Try that casserole thing.
Daddy used to aggravate it.
Son los únicos, ¿no? Zacarías y Jacob.
Sí. Él le gusta el sopa.
Where is that?
I don't know.
Unknown, probably.
No. It was a number.
Well,
I don't know yet.
Hey, John. Just in the middle of lunch with a couple of friends, but what can I do for you? Oh, did you email them to me? I haven't even checked my email yet today.
You send her some of the food. Send her some.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay. When you say UIA, what are you user interface? Accessibility. Okay. Okay.
How cold do you have your house?
I got it on
75. Eso está frísimo ya.
Ooh, is that something I'm going to have to probably learn once I get my hand around just regular spit cleaner?
You coming? Okay, bye.
She's not coming.
She said, I was waiting for you to call. I said,
is she coming?
Yeah, but not eating.
Okay, so we're not going to have problems with the... word echo or any of that anymore, you don't think?
Me and how you like that.
Wow. So, okay.
I see what you mean by bread pudding, but no.
Have you done like an audio demo of it or anything that I could listen to, or does the old demo still pretty much apply?
This is good.
She rocked it. It's awesome.
Okay.
When you cook, just melt the food and make you lose your appetite.
Okay, and what does that do?
Cocinar puede ser un ritual. ¿Sabes sí. eso? Un ritual.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Un ritual a Cristo.
So you don't really
ritual
have...
Ritual mágico.
Okay, well, like so what happened to insert
much,
G? Is that still there?
Once in a while. That every time I...
De la cook, gana.
Every time I cook, she had to eat.
Okay,
good. Gotcha. Oh, la Aida.
Yeah, I got it, Aida.
That's why I'm fine.
Come on.
K or A?
You're a skinny bird. What are you talking about?
Alf. Okay. So, well, I'll definitely give it a try, you know, and see how that works, you know, and we'll go from there.
This is killer.
Okay, yeah, sorry I didn't get back with you sooner. Like I said, I meant to call you later today. I just hadn't had the chance yet, so.
In my daughter's house.
So, all right, talk to you soon.
Very patient.
All right. Sorry about that, guys.
Is something okay? Is everything okay?
Oh yeah, everything's fine. It's dude.
You want some more
the guy
again?
Wrote the Thunderbird scripts again from ground up.
Oh, John.
No, dude.
I hope he has a life.
Dude, he had to. It was.
Yeah, but I hope he has a life. I hope he has.
Dude, it wasn't because of us. He had to.
No, but I mean, if he's spending 24 hours straight coding other things, now he's doing this. You're like, dude, go grab a.
There's the last slice of the corn pudding.
And it's more pasta. Plenty.
Give me a bowl and I'll take it some more pasta.
Okay. I'll take another, please.
Okay, hand me your bowl. But
Ben, if you're full, then.
He's not full.
I will be after this, but.
I mean, you're not offending anyone if you don't.
No. I'm not doing that. I'm not. Where are you?
Right here.
Okay.
In the one we
but, you know.
Back to this, where you leave.
What'd you think of that corn stuff, Ben?
Killer. She rocked it. I know what they mean by the bread pudding thing, but.
Again, no. As I said, I know things.
It's what in the flying bird? Válgame Dios. No estoy acostumbrado a los perritos pequeños.
Okay,
yeah.
Y ya. Estoy acostumbrado a usar los perros que ¡wow! Y ya.
The small dog, they go down. Nice, quiet.
Who's here?
Come on, around here on the backside. Sit down.
Ken?
Yeah, who's here?
Oh, Jeannie.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Domino, down.
You see, he was...
But he was
so hard, I called Aya and said, Aya, I need a car to bring it over because
I... Oh, I know, that's why I didn't know when you were coming over, so I just called you there.
Válgame Dios, amigas.
I did the same thing, that noise. I went.
It does, Aya. So you're having your going away dinner here.
Just more or less. And let it go down.
I know. It smells good.
You don't have to slam.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And made some corn pudding, eating the last of it.
Well, it's more like corn souffle.
I feel bad I'm eating something you won't have access to. I'm so sorry.
That's no, I
did. We didn't know you were coming. I didn't know.
No. Marty invited me, but I had already. I was having my lunch, and I'll have my dinner.
We got plenty of food.
No, thanks. I have my usual yogurt and granola. Very boring, but that's my lunch.
Very nervous.
What is going to be dinner?
My dinner actually is chicken and sweet potato and salad.
Oh, okay.
I'm very good to myself.
You are. You are.
You get my vote on the sweet potato.
Oh, okay.
Love them sweet potatoes.
Yes, me too. But my family calls me Genie Three Squares because I eat
breakfast,
lunch, and dinner. You know, but that's, yes, I don't deviate
very much.
But that's
the word they're supposed to
eat.
I'm the one that just...
Or I'm in a rut.
Depends on the culture. Depends on the culture.
Yes.
Right.
I don't know how it is in Cuba. My guess would be somewhat similar, but in Mexico and in Spain as well, lunch, what we would know as lunch, like right now, meal, is the big mother meal of the day. And then dinner is what we would call lunch. You know, the nighttime
snack.
Right.
Or lunch. That's where you have your...
Dinner's heavy.
Well, in some places, they actually siesta because it gets so hot in the afternoon. Yes, and then they'll have a very late supper.
From 2 to 4.
Yeah.
You want another roll?
Please.
Okay.
No, la Malta no tiene alcohol, ¿verdad?
No.
Okay. No now pensé,
you
pero.
You're gonna get drunk, right?
No. I was just. No, I wasn't being. No, I was just. I was totally
like
curious.
That.
I'm sorry.
Ben.
Ben is with your roll is right next to your.
Oh,
roll.
Gracias.
There you go.
You want it, Chris?
Perdón.
What?
A roll. Ben.
Otro pan.
No,
otro pedacito de pan.
Say, that boy here.
I told him come up here at 1:30. I was calling them and they were at the front door. They're waiting for Marta's food.
No, we're waiting to see you guys.
That's good.
We're going to come and hang out. Has nothing. The food is called an added bonus.
That's a bonus to hang out.
Yes. No. Well, it's good. It's too hot to be hanging out.
Oh, my
God. It isn't that bad out.
It's 100 today.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And in New York also.
It isn't that bad out.
Right. You didn't feel... I thought...
It was nice and warm. It was nice and warm, but it wasn't, like, dreadfully hot. It was getting there. Borderline-ish, but not...
He doesn't have humidity, he says, in Arizona.
And it still gets... I don't care what they say. That's still hot. Hot is hot. But it is humid.
I do miss my pool, though. Oh, my God, I miss that pool.
You got a pool.
Yes.
Unreal.
Yeah, it was even the humidity this morning. I walked late this morning because I walk in the morning. But even when I leave at 7 o'clock in the morning and it's like 65 degrees, you still get all sweaty from the humidity.
You do. Uh-huh.
Wonderful East.
No, my problem is it's not that I'm sweating on it. I can breathe. I feel like...
No, I'm breathing fine, but I am very wet when I get back.
People who have heart problems need to stay out of the heat.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then thank God that my grandma moved out of here then.
Yeah.
She was living right here in North Carolina?
She was living in Stanley.
Oh.
Out by Gastonia, out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not far.
Where is he?
Quiet.
I'm a large dog guy.
Ah, okay.
I'm a dog that goes, woo, somebody's here. Okay, thank you. I'm going to go to sleep now. I do not care for those dogs.
No, can't have it.
We also have some banana bread.
My goodness.
And brought banana bread. And brought corn pudding. Our ex-neighbors did that banana bread. She's had it in her freezer. Rosalie and Fred.
Yes. And it's still good?
From the freezer, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they could freeze banana bread and have it come out.
Yeah, no. They think they're starving to death.
Sure. I'm going to put my phone, because just before I left, my brother's, one of his dogs, just fell off the bed. And yes, and his hip, her hip got dislocated. So I'm waiting for them to call me back with just the update on that. There's always something.
That
Domino.
This
is
She said the.
Which one is that?
Is that Domino or is that
the dog? Yes, Bill. He has a high bed. I guess she jumped off, and sometimes that'll happen. The hip goes. It's called a subluxation. So
there's nothing they can do about it.
Well, no. That right now they're putting her under anesthesia and putting it back into the socket where it belongs. But of course, that's a lot of money. Very expensive. Yes.
No, you're telling me anything that was signing was.
Yes, yeah.
And they always take it in the back part of the place.
Exactly, yes.
And you want it. Maybe they just say to the dog, you don't need. What did you do me here?
You know what's interesting, you guys? My vet back home is very, the older guy vet, mm-hmm. His son's, I don't know if it's necessarily that way, but the dad. Very controversial.
Really? Why?
Because when the dog has major problems like that,
yes.
He would look at you and he'd say, look, you can pay me $200 and you can live for 6 months more, or you can pay me $500 and you'll live a year more, but you're still, we'll be the same place either 6 months or a year from now. So he is a heavy advocate of, if it's too bad, just
let it go.
Yes, yes. Yep. I mean, that's fair to the animal.
Yeah, yep. But at least he's honest.
Yes.
Oh.
But in here, they're not honest.
Not always honest, no.
That's right. There's your banana bread, Ben. You want
your
pasta?
I'm still eating it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a bit controversial with some of the greeny women back home. My mom's friend, especially. She's very enviro person.
Okay.
And she's, she's not in favor of putting them down.
Well, she's a real animal lover.
Nobody wants
you don't. But now my daughter has many animals. She has three dogs and the sheep and the pig and everything. And
she's a farmer?
Not really. She lives on Long Island in a development, but she just loves animals. If it has four legs, she's all over it. If it's a person, not so much.
Her and she will make a pair.
Ah, absolutely. But she will tell you herself, she said, on her animals, they tell her
when it's time to go.
It's, I'm done. There you know, we're done.
My dad says the same thing.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Well, yeah, because, one of her goat, her first goat, said, I'm done now. We've tried everything. I'm really tired. It's time for the vet to come and, put me out of my misery.
Take me home.
Yes, exactly.
So, it's amazing.
Do we have any chai latte?
Sometimes you just want to know what they say.
Either that or
regular coffee.
Well, she understands what her animals are saying. It's almost like Dr. Doolittle. She seems to understand.
Like literally almost?
Ben,
almost,
you want some coffee?
She can look at their
regular coffee? No, thank you.
No.
But it's good to, to be able, but they said it's like a communication.
Yeah, she has, yes.
They read
it. I can, with wild birds, the ones I know, I can tell you more, with some birds, I can tell you that's a, hey, look at me, I'm big call, versus that's a, get the heck out of my way call, versus whatever.
I'll just take it black.
But it's not like
a cup of coffee.
It's a conversation.
It's not like I can sit here and say, the bird says, come to me, baby. It's just, he's looking for a woman. He's looking for a mate. That's all I'm saying.
Distinctive sound. Well, at least to the other birds, I would hope, yeah.
It is. Well, my favorite bird is a very obnoxious bird to many. It's called the great-tailed grackle.
Oh, okay.
You have common grackles in New York and all that, right?
I've seen pictures of them, yes.
Great-tails are better because there are a lot more sounds going on. A common just sounds like it's sick all the time.
Yeah. I guess that's for her good as name. I don't know. Bird that I cannot stand. And the only
from down here, you're saying?
From everywhere. The only place it doesn't exist is in Antarctica. And that's the mourning dove.
You don't like a mourning dove?
Oh, my goodness. I hear those mourning doves. Because they're mourning. It's a sad sound of death. Oh, it just drives me crazy. Mm-hmm. And I said I can't get away from them because they're everywhere.
Right.
Oh, so you associate that with literally being sad.
Well, sure.
Because they're just saying, here, I'm here.
But you know. They are, it's mourning, M-O-U-R-N. I'm mourning, I'm sad, I'm miserable. And I'm making you miserable while
I'm
Well,
that's just a name. That's not what the bird's doing.
But that's what I associate, and it just makes me like, aww. Well, that's what it sounds like, see?
Aww.
Yes. From morning to
night.
You know
the sound of a bird?
I don't either know.
I like the white-winged doves, because they're like me. They're like me. They migrate to the heat, not from it.
Oh. And the doves, so they just coo.
No.
No, they don't coo.
Well, it's a coo, but it's like a oh, 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 oh.
Wow.
And then have a nice
I want to see that bird that can do the old iPhone sound.
Really?
Oh, that was a lady on Audio Boo's regular tropical bird out cagey bird. I miss that sound. when you plug in iPhone in the older sound it used before they did wong. It used to have kind of a kind of sound.
Okay.
Almost like it was saying pretty.
Like the other night I was awake because I'm awake a lot during the middle of the night. And I'm not sure if it
you
was.
You are?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so yeah, you guys are online. I'm just, you know, counting stars. Right. But outside it was bugs. And I'm not sure if it was locusts or crickets. But it was
rattling.
No, but it would go and they would do it and it would be like. First it would be like 12 times in a row what the noise was. And then the next time it would be 14 times in a row. And this is very consecutive.
Are you talking about that?
But it would be in successions and it would like a crescendo. And then it would go up to like 24. And this is all in a space of like less than a minute.
Oh yeah.
It would be like 24. And then it would go down and it would start all over again. And it would be 12 and then 14. Oh, and do it again.
Wow.
It was amazing. Yeah.
If I climbed it, I would never sleep.
Well, I wasn't sleeping anyway, so I figured, what can I learn today?
Yeah. Those locusts, just tell me where they are, I'll go out there.
She's got you a milkshake.
Really?
So you gotta save one for your milkshake next.
Do what?
What?
She's got you a milkshake, you gotta save one.
Oh!
Oh my goodness.
I tell you, that's a real party. I tell you, look at me.
Wow.
I'm a shake connoisseur.
What kind is it?
Mango.
Mango. Marameli.
Is there enough for Ben to try a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's the health thing.
Oh, you got some for both of us.
That's right. She looked at
Dude,
for both of us.
Dude, seriously. Yeah, give it a try. It's. I've had it. They're very good.
I'm kind of a milkshake connoisseur. Of sorts.
Okay, it's not going to be the consistency
no.
Like you're thinking. But
oh, I don't
think. Very, very, very good.
I don't see Marta's burden out on much.
No.
Yeah, my things are languages, percussion, and birds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm that person. Are you there, Jeannie?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm that person that got in trouble in school the whole time because when my brain's working.
Yeah, we know, Mr. It's me.
That had nothing to do with that. That had nothing to do
Did
with
you
that.
Get the birdie?
And Ben gives me a death look.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know how you could tell that, but yes, that was the I'm turning you to stone right now.
It's kind of an inside joke.
Okay.
It's got this sound.
Anyway, when my brain's working, I'm drumming.
Okay.
And I mean, just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever.
He likes to drink.
Right? Yes. And so I was that kid, you know, and it helps me to focus. It actually helps me to focus.
Well,
no, I don't know,
but that is what you should let kids do, they said. You know, sometimes it seems like they're being disruptive, but that is what helps them learn. For certain kids, they should be doing, like, really? If they have to wiggle their feet, let them wiggle their feet.
Yeah, but focus your
really.
But it disturbs the quiet people that need it mousy quiet. It disturbs the little.
Yeah.
Or why they have to be spaced here?
Yeah, but sometimes they're like this, you know, you can't get a kid to sit perfectly still, although I did.
I'm not the doer. I'm not the ADHD little doer kid. I'm not that kid that's. But I'm a drummer.
Okay.
Right?
Donut coffee strong.
So when I. So
and you?
What the heck was I saying?
You were a drummer maker?
No.
Yeah.
I just. When I would be drumming, when I would be taking a test or something,
make sure it's enough for Ben.
You have to get your
I'm like, oh, what the heck was that?
Is that
then it's donut shop blend
is that
coffee?
K cup still in there from that coffee you just made?
Yeah.
Could you run one more cup through it? That same one, please.
Yeah, but
no, I don't want a fresh one. I want
you
the
want that?
Yes, I do.
It will be weak.
I know.
That's the perfect.
Okay.
That'd be perfect.
I don't like
it'll
rice.
It'll be very British winter, but okay. The weak little sun.
Yeah.
How
like,
are you in this cool
like we've said, it's going to be weak, but okay.
It smells better than it tastes.
Christopher,
how
are you? How is you in this school?
I didn't hear you.
How was you in this school? You were
in
quiet?
School.
Were you in
school? What
angelic
about school?
How
child.
Were you in school? Were you quiet? Were you...
I don't even totally remember.
No?
Not well educated.
Yeah, you were.
No, I was quiet.
No.
You've redone a lot. You unscrewed a lot of the uneducation you received.
And you learn.
You think?
Yes. You learn every day something new.
You better.
Yep.
If you don't learn every day, it's a screwed day.
Yeah.
I mean, God tells us that knowledge is, you know, you have to have knowledge of the word to understand, to get to, you know.
So, yeah.
So.
But don't forget what I learned.
Oh, yeah, well, remembering is the hard part.
No. Yes, it's done because.
I have a hard time because I'm told I have a really good, well, let me rephrase. Knowledge-wise, I have a great memory. Events-wise, this one here has a great memory, events-wise.
Okay. Well, we all have our strong points.
You know what I mean by that, right?
No.
This guy here can tell you what you said.
I remember what the room looked like that I lived in when I was 2 years old.
Okay, describe it.
I mean, to the point, okay, well, it was kind of beige walls. There was a rainbow on one of the side walls. In fact, it was on the same wall that the windows were on.
Mm-hmm.
Blue blinds on the windows. I had a bookshelf. I don't remember much about that, but I know it had like a counter and then it had like an... I think it was more like a hutch than it was a bookshelf. Although it didn't have drawers really in it per se, but... goodness gracious. Garfield.
There's
sheets.
More milkshake.
Martes.
No te cases ni te embarques.
I mean, yeah, I remember.
What is that?
Oh, good. Because I was
going to
say,
what is that?
In keyboard, you know, when you say the days of the week,
yeah.
And they say martes, that's Tuesday.
Right.
Oh!
Don't get married, and don't...
Oh, yeah, baby.
Don't
I'm not limiting you, but this is a half a glass. You have more if you want
Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays.
Try it, though, Ben.
Yeah.
I think you'll...
I don't know why.
And
yeah,
that
like
was... You
because
came with that right now? Because who's getting married and who's getting in a boat?
No, because it said Tuesdays.
Oh, okay.
Martes, and
right.
I said, no te cases, no te martes.
Okay.
Oh,
that was delicious lunch.
And that mango sweetened
okay.
It with the agave.
Agave?
Agave. That's the cactus.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait, is this mango or is
yeah,
it guava?
That's what they make tequila out of.
Yeah. Agave. That's what it was. Oh, not nopal. Okay.
I speak my language.
Bird out. Bird out. Okay. It was the agave, not the nopal.
No, no, it's nopal. It's agave. But they have it in the bottle. I bought it thinking that was honey. But they
El nectaria de guayabe?
It's not molasses.
But it's not.
No, molasses is more to the brown.
It depends.
Is it the nectaria or?
No, I bought it in North Carolina.
Is it guava nectar?
No, no, no.
Nectar.
They make out of the agave.
Yeah, the agave. Yeah, guava is a fruit.
Guava is a fruit, and it's
guayaba in Spanish. Yeah.
That's what I got the last time. Guava with cheese.
Did you try the shake, Ben?
Our dessert.
I'm getting there.
When I was a kid, I loved
it. Won't leave here hungry, Ben. That's
we forgot to tell you, now it's going to be a lot of walking.
Not today, too hot.
That's true.
But you're taking a big plane, right?
Honey, I'm going back to 108.
But you said it's dry heat and you've got a pool.
Mm-hmm.
So there goes my sympathy.
That's right.
I want sympathy. What I'm saying is this is not bad.
Right.
Do you go in the pool every day, Ben?
I try.
That's good for you.
Yeah.
Swimming's good for you.
Absolutely.
And I have a lot of moon burns on my body.
I don't know that I want to know what how you did that.
Moon burns.
It's nothing. I go out there at night a lot.
Oh, okay.
And
so it's that moonlight really burns you.
Well, I was just thinking you were on a trial, and that's why.
What?
you got yourself
skinny dipping. Yeah.
Oh. Sin comentario.
Oh, no, it'd be perfect. Just a little bit of shot of milk, ribs, anything white, a little bit will be perfect.
Okay. Throw Domino there.
You want some sweetener?
No, today? Thank you. No.
Okay.
Let Domino touch you.
Hey, he's not on my leg at the moment. That's a treat. He's always on my leg.
Where'd you cut that thing, Ida?
What thing?
For the door to put the spices.
Oh, Michael's. There's him. The whole grease on the door.
My mother kind of loves Michael's.
Jean, you want just this too?
That's
much.
Perfect. No, that's fine. Excellent.
This is,
no, you want strong, try the coffee that goes with that mocha stuff.
That mocha strong. Stuff at Harris
Teeter.
You
very much.
Like, you all drank it all too,
huh?
No, we've got like a whole other box.
Well, I bought two boxes.
I know, we've only gone through one of them.
Oh, okay. Everything I buy, I have to have two of it. That's smart.
What?
One of my blouses, I have to have two, the same color, don't I?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
You're no, I'm not kidding.
Two of the same color?
Sometimes I do.
Really?
Yeah. That's smart.
Okay.
I got full of surprises.
I like it so well, I've got to have two of them.
Es gemela.
Okay.
Es gemela secreta.
That one is only mango.
This one?
Milk.
This one is?
Yeah. It's a fresh mango.
What is your background that
what are you doing?
The rest of your family would be speaking? I know you travel and that's where you picked up languages, but
my family does not speak languages.
Like,
I'm the only one.
Like,
but are they ethnically? Are they Irish, German?
Well, ethnically we're German, Swedish, and a little bit of English.
Okay.
But I'm the only multilingual, like for generations and generations and generations.
Okay. So you didn't have a grandmother who was speaking German to you. Right?
No, no.
Okay. I did.
It's hard to find.
What part of Germany was she from?
I have no idea.
Now you're
oh, really?
I'm three in that one.
Oh.
Now, my grandfather was from Hungary.
Mm.
He, of course, spoke Hungarian. Not to us. He didn't speak Hungarian.
What's his last name?
Hacker.
Yeah. I was trying to.
Hacker?
Hacker. H-A-C-K-E-R.
Hacker.
Okay, Hacker. Okay.
In Hungarian, it would have been Hatsker.
I was trying to tell Ben, I couldn't remember.
But it was literally just
Hacker. What was your last name again?
I'm sorry?
What was your last name again?
Mehmetz.
Yeah.
But that's a French name. Actually,
yeah, M-A-M-E-T-Z.
How's it spelled?
M-A-M-E-T-Z.
Mehmetz.
Yes.
Sounds French by way of German or something.
Because there was a town of Metz in Germany.
Oh, Metz, France.
Wow. Right, but there is a town of Mehmetz in France, which is kind of what we were talking about. My husband's.
in the way they have. You have
I've
the,
never heard that name.
That means was German.
Well, no, that was from my mother's side. That was, but my grandfather.
So Jean Mamet.
Yes. My grandfather, the Hungarian, learned to speak German, of course, to speak
good.
To his
they
wife.
Had to.
Could never get English, he got, but French could not. He said, I don't know how these people talk, because I just could not.
You know, I have an idea why. For one, are you saying just to pronounce it, or overall?
Yeah, I think it's because the difference between the nasal and the guttural.
Well, it's they have nasal vowels. They have the R, they have gutturalized. They have made a R sound, where it was not that initially. If you read old, if you're old French, it was like more like a Spanish R.
Right.
But from the 18, I think, 30s, maybe. That was more prestigious to say R. And so they did. And now everybody and their mother says it that way.
Okay. They eat quite a bit of it. Half of it left.
That's good.
We could take part of it, and you could take part of it home.
No, I don't like the, anything that has chewing for seafood. I don't even put it in the refrigerator. I don't feel comfortable.
Why?
I'm afraid that it's going to turn bad or something. I eat it at that moment.
We could eat it tonight. We would eat it tonight, though.
No,
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, we all can eat it tonight.
Tonight, which is probably at 3 o'clock in the
that's
morning,
right.
Is what you're saying.
Seriously, right? They come downstairs at 4 o'clock in the morning. Ben went out on the deck what time the other night?
About 11:45. Also known as 23:45.
Yeah. Ben wants some more. There's more over there.
Yeah, because that got flat.
I say, it's a good thing you're taking a big plane home, because I've been on little, tiny planes.
I don't like small flights.
Yeah, but sometimes they weigh you before you get on there, because they have
do?
To... If you're taking a place that I've been really to, because they have to make sure that they balance on the one side...
Actually, I would just take some water, please.
You know, so they have to put the passengers so that the plane is...
Well, yeah, more weight, more fuel.
Right, I said, do you keep eating like this? And they're going to have, you know, but I don't think on the big planes they care.
not yet, nor is.
Which ones can you take, man? U.S. Air?
Yep. Either U.S. Air, or now I can take American.
Oh,
wow.
Because of their wonderful merger that they're throwing on us.
Yeah.
My poor mother's caught in the middle, like all the workers are.
How long your mother worked with the company?
Oh, well, she started when it was America West Airlines, and I think she was 86. Yeah, 86, I think is when she started. August 4th of 86.
Wow. She's been working for them a long time. She's about ready to retire.
She's trying. Thank you.
Let me get these crumbs
she's,
out of your
she's
way.
Trying.
86 for how many years? Enough to
well,
hey, she's got a job. Be glad for that.
Right.
By the grace
that's
of God.
True.
Now, did you follow anything about the recent controversy with the seat backs, the seat going back?
Mm-mm.
Apparently there was this...
I've kind of been out of the news loop at the moment.
It's been like last week they were talking about it, and it hit everybody who was talking. Because there's a device that they sell. It has been around for a while, but now it just made the news. That you can put in the seat in front of you so that they cannot recline.
Oh, I
because
saw
a
that.
Lot of tall people,
yeah.
When you recline the seat, they have no room for their knees.
That's true.
So that became a big topic of conversation, who's for this and who's against it. But twice since that has been out, planes have had to be sent back or rerouted because of people getting hysterical on the plane. It just happened yesterday that the lady, yes, the person in front of her put back her seat. So she got up and she started screaming and the...
What?
The flight attendant
why?
Had to come. I don't
just
know.
Just
because
they're mad that their seat won't work.
Yes,
on?
And because
no,
now
because
that it's become a topic of conversation, so now well,
gotcha.
You cannot. I am saying you can't put that seat back. So they had to reroute, and the plane was leaving from LaGuardia, New York.
Yay.
And it was headed to Florida. They had to stop in Jacksonville, Florida, before they got her off the plane, and then it went on to, I think, Miami.
They got the lady off the plane?
Yeah.
And she was the one that caused all the...
Yes, and before that, the week before that, the one in front got up and threw water in the face of the guy behind him.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's
what?
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey.
But it is a little thing. You can buy this little thing. It's $20-some-odd, and you can put it in so that they can't.
So how does it work that keeps it from, like, what does it look like that keeps it from...